Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The people you know, the voices you trust.
Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. The Justice Department accusing Los Angeles-based City National Bank of discrimination by refusing to write home mortgages in mostly Black and Latino communities. Our John Baird working this story. He's live for us now in South L.A. with details.
Authorities call it an historic settlement, and they made the announcement at the Second Baptist Church in South L.A., where the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King gave one of his last sermons, they say, before his assassination in 1968. The Justice Department says between 2017 and 2020, City National Bank avoided writing mortgages in a majority of Black and Latino neighborhoods in the Los Angeles area. Assistant U.S. Attorney Kristen Clark.
Ending redlining is a critical step in our ongoing work to close the widening gaps in wealth between communities of color and others.
City will pay a $31 million settlement, said to be the largest in U.S. history. Meantime, officials say Dr. King fought long and hard for the passage of the Fair Housing Act, which was eventually passed after his assassination. Chris?
All right, John, thank you. A man has been found dead inside a burning apartment in the East Hollywood area. It's not clear yet whether it was a fire that actually killed him. Firefighters discovered the body around 9 o'clock this morning as they were battling the flames that broke out in the second floor unit. This is on Herald Way near Normandy Avenue. There's no word yet on whether the man had been living in that apartment or what sparked the fire. Keeping order during L.A. City Council meetings has been a challenge in the wake of the racism scandal involving Nuri Martinez, Gil Cedillo, Kevin DeLeon. It's led to rowdy protesting for months now. So council members are working on a plan to restore order. And one of the big questions is whether LAPD officers assigned to the council should be armed. The police union calls that irresponsible. New council member Eunice Hernandez tells KNX she disagrees.
When people come into the chambers, they actually go through a security screening led by and implemented by LAPD. And so I'm not sure why they say that it's irresponsible when our safety literally is starting at the front door and they are the caretakers at the front door.
Hernandez says her mediation-based model would include input from community groups, de-escalation experts, and others on ways to preserve order in the council chamber that do not involve police officers. Recent use of deadly force by L.A. police has prompted the department to release videos of the incidents. Pete Demetrio reports efforts are underway to evaluate what happened and whether changes are needed.
In all three of the cases, a fatal shooting of a mentally disturbed man in a Westlake apartment, the takedown of a carjacking suspect in Venice who later died after being tased and who had drugs in his system, and the shooting of a man who attacked cars and then came at officers with a spear before he was killed, there could have been a mental health unit response to those incidents, but it didn't happen fast enough, and Chief Michael Moore says the shortfall is something that needs to be addressed.
I've remarked as recently as Tuesday regarding the fact that as a society, we need to change the manner in which mental health workers are called upon to work. They need to be on a clock, across a 24-hour clock, 7 days a week.
Moore went on to say that officers in all these cases tried to de-escalate the confrontations, in some cases talking with the people for as long as 15 minutes before any violent action occurred. And while policy or tactical changes may occur in the future, a full investigation of all the incidents is still ongoing, and all of the facts will be presented to the police commission. At LAPD headquarters, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, there is a new man now in charge of the school district for the city of Orange and surrounding areas, but he says he doesn't want to be there very long. Edward Velazquez had gone into retirement in Idaho after holding other education jobs here in Southern California. But he was asked to return and take over the Orange Unified District after the school board abruptly fired its previous superintendent without explanation. The OC Register quotes him as saying he wants to be of service to help get the district back on track, but he says he doesn't plan to apply for a permanent job as its superintendent. The decision by Orange County Democratic Congresswoman Katie Porter to run for the U.S. Senate in 2024 has already sparked a battle to replace her in the House of Representatives. Former Democratic Congressman Harley Ruda has announced his plans to run for Porter's House seat to try to get back to Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, Republican businessman Scott Baugh, who was defeated by Porter when he ran against her last November, jumped into the 2024 race even sooner, just hours after Porter announced her bid for the U.S. Senate. The so-called Space Beach is getting a new tenant. The city of Long Beach says aerospace company Vast Space, is moving its headquarters to Long Beach. Currently calls El Segundo home, but the company is expanding and it says it needs more space and a new facility. Vast is currently working on developing artificial gravity stations to house humans across the solar system.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.